At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts. live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, finally, now we are entering our morning talk dialogue with title Indonesia, Turkey, Stronger Together. Well, welcome to our dialogue. This year, Indonesia and Turkey celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations as a testament to enduring friendship. Well, the recent visit of the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan highlights its shared goals and commitment to cooperation in economics, education, defense, and culture. Now let's explore the deep connections with our nations and the exciting future that lies ahead. Now we are with Secretary of Political Science and Study Program of North Sumatra University, Bapak Adil Arifin Estos, MA. And also we are with Lecturer in Political Science, International Relations of North Sumatra University, Ibu Doktoranda Rosemary Yaakob, MA. Assalamualaikum, Pak Adil Arifin.
Halo, ya, Mbak.
Alhamdulillah. How are you today, Pak Adil?
Ya, alhamdulillah. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now let's greet Ibu Rosemary. How are you today, Ibu?
Ya, alhamdulillah. Good morning to us all.
So you're fine today, was Rosemary. Thank you for this joining us.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, now as the first question, I would like to ask Pa Adil. President Turkey Recep Tayyip Erdogan yesterday came to Indonesia, and he has also some agendas with the President Prabowo Subianto. So Pak Adil, what do you think about the visit of President Turkey Tayyip Erdogan to meet President Prabowo Subianto?
Okay, thank you. I think the visit is very, very important. As I know, Turkey regards Indonesia as important friends and brothers, even a partner, in politics. Especially in Islamic world. Erdogan also has visited Indonesia many times. I think 3 times during the Jokowi's presidency. Mm-hmm. And right now, in the first year of the presidency of Prabowo, he came first. Yeah, and we heard that Prabowo said, actually, he must the first come to Turkey. Mm. Yeah, but I think Turkey has a bigger agenda. As we know, this visit, he want to visit 3 countries. Firstly, he visit Malaysia, and then Indonesia, and after Indonesia, he will visit Pakistan. And so I think this visit for Turkey is very, very important. Also to strengthen the cooperation between Indonesia and Turkey, which began during the Jokowi's presidency.
Okay, now let's turn to Ibu Rosemary. So, Bu Rosemary, so actually what is the meaning of the official visit of President Erdogan to Indonesia?
Yeah, as we know, this is the second term for the Erdogan go to Indonesia after in summit meeting in Bali, G20, 2022. But for the visit right now, because the issue is about defense cooperation.
Yes.
As we know, in the international relation, when we search in three levels, global affairs, regional affairs, G2G, this is the best chance for the Indonesia to get a good relationship with the Turkey in a bilateral relationship and also for the global affairs. Why we should describe about this phenomenon? Because Turkey, as we know, this their foreign policy tends to get along with U.S., United States, and also get along with the China and Russia. Turkey have a food foreign policy in big country for the sake of their nation itself. For the Turkey's purpose, I think, and then we should underline in international relation when the country set up relationship is something to do with the defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's the the most important thing of the relationship. As we know, the relationship something to do with economy, social, and defense. And defense is the ultimate goal of the relationship, B2B, in the regional or global affairs. And as we know that Turkey now come to the Indonesia, and Indonesia is most welcome to set up the one kind of operation.
Mm-hmm.
The title that we know in the global media, they write Turkish defense firm by Carl Inc. deal to build drone factory in Indonesia. This is we have to bold underline for this cooperation. As we know, war in the global affairs right now is something to do with most of unmanned war. Drone is something to do with unmanned war. In the Ukraine war, drone from Turkey is very famous to counter Russian attack military. Yeah, this is we have to have the kind of new perspective in the Prabowo administration. Indonesia is high to the conducting high profile diplomacy, a difference from his predecessor.
Okay. Well, Pak Adil, this is really interesting what Ibu Rosemary said that, the coming of President Erdogan to Indonesia also related to international current affairs. And this is also related to one issue discussed by President Prabowo and also Erdogan in their meeting as the fate of Gaza. So the question is, Pak Adil, how serious of the two leaders encounter Trump's threat to take Gaza?
Okay. Yes, I think in Turkey and Indonesia has have a same opinion about the issue of Gaza or Palestine. Both countries agree the solution is two country state. And as we know, Erdogan say also in that meeting, the freedom of or the independence of Palestine has must be come soon, and it's also supported by Indonesia, as we know from our previous presidency and now continued by the Prabowo. And as we know also, these two countries as important voice in the OIC, Islamic Cooperation Organization, and also G20. I think they will support Palestine.
Yes. So, Bu Rosemary, we know that one of the special agreement for the coming of President Tayyip Erdogan and meeting with President Prabowo also discussing about education sector. So you are as a lecturer, how important is this case in strengthening the education sector for both leaders?
In my perspective, maybe I'm wrong. Education is something to do with subtitle, but the title is about defense cooperation. Now we have a situation in the global affairs is not in good condition. It's not in a good shape political condition, global affairs. I think to make a makeup for the relationship, we have something to do with education also, and social affairs and economic affairs, to make the relationship more to do with a soft power rather than only talking about a hard power. But actually, basically, the big job is something to do with defense cooperation. Sorry to say that.
Okay, Pak Adil, also Bu Rosemary. Now we are going to continue our dialogue after this song.
Okay.
Tak tulis
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, let's continue our dialogue with Pak Adil Arifin and also Ibu Rosemary Yaakob. Pak Adil Arifin?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Pak Adil, we know that really this is really substantial for the coming of President Tayyip Erdogan to meet President Prabowo. Actually, how important is the coming of President Erdogan to meet President Prabowo, in this case in strengthening relations, international relations, especially in Middle East, Pak Adil?
Yeah, as I said before, I think this is very, very important visit for Mr. Erdogan and also for the Indonesia, for Prabowo, as he said. He will improve the relationship between Indonesia and Turkey to the High-Level Strategic Cooperation Council. And I think he said it is the first one, because there's not so many countries that Indonesia have a high-level strategic cooperation. And that, beside the economic agenda, also that, as Ibu Ros said, that it is also important for the defense agenda, strategic, because Indonesia and Turkey put a very important mission in the Middle East. Yeah, they want Middle East to be safe. Yeah, they want Palestine to be free, to get independence. And that's why I think Turkey visit three countries of Muslim population right now after Malaysia, it goes to Indonesia and then to Pakistan. I think beside the economic purpose as for ASEAN, he also want to get more Muslim vote, or voice for the mission in the Middle East.
So you mean this coming also give strategic impact, for Indonesia also in international relations, Adil?
Yes, of course. I think for the perception sold by Indonesia, it is very high. Reception done by Indonesia that so that Indonesia also regard Turkey as important partner, important friends. Then Turkey come with the full team, ministerial team, with Erdogan also, Indonesia also with the full ministry. And next, I think if Indonesia get more support from Turkey, I think they also can improve the gain in the international politics.
Okay, Bu Rosemary, from what has been said by Bapak Adil Arifin, it means that the coming of President Erdogan also can give strategic impact for Indonesia international relations. So actually, what do you think? I mean, in this case, that Indonesia will also have such, I can say here in this case, like empower order for Indonesia in international relation, who prosperity.
I agree with the idea. Also, we have to make a bold underline for this visit, because Turkey also conducting high profile diplomacy. She talked about Gaza, Palestinian, but for the Indonesia, the best moment right now is to show to the world, to the global affairs, that we also conducted non-aligned movement as we a good partner. We need a good partner to do this policy. In the global affairs right now, remember, non-bloc is something to do with multipolar world. Now we have to know bipolar world is something in the past. Now multipolar world like a BRIC, Global South, and Turkey make a good make a good step to do in Global South. As we know, Turkey not a good partner to China, good partner to Russia, also to US. This policy make China, US, and US and Russia is something make a Turkey not in their block, in their block, but for the global block. She entered, she have a good relationship with China, with Russia, with America. And this phenomena also good Indonesia to get along with Turkey. I think this the best meaning for this visit.
All right. Okay. So this also can give strategic impact, yeah, Bu Rosemary, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Also Turkey.
In the multipolar world, of course.
Okay. Okay. Pak Adil.
Pak, yes.
Yeah. One of the agreement of both leaders is also about joint exercise, armed forces, yeah, for the personnel. So what do you think about this, Pak Adil?
Okay. Yes. In the defense issue, yeah, there are many agreement between the two countries, such as you see, training. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's also counterterrorism and intelligence sharing between the two countries. And also most importantly, as Rosemary said, the defense industry. Yeah. They will also improve the defense industry. As we know that, Turkey also have a strong military, yeah, in the Middle East and also, yeah, in the Eastern Europe. Yeah. That's why we, Indonesia regard that, Indonesia need a good partnership and, to strengthen also our military in the, training and also the alutsista of Indonesia to improve the alutsista.
Okay. Pak Adil, as what Bu Rosemary said that about, it seems that the focus of President Erdogan coming to Indonesia, meeting President Prabowo is about defense only. So actually, when, you know, the two countries, yeah, also build and also strengthen its bilateral relations in defense sector, this is also related to how to build, like you said about, you know, main weaponry system, Pak Adil. Yes. So, is it possible for Turkey in doing transfer of technology, Pak Adil, in this case, to build such, you know, yeah, military, technology of military, I mean, this can be possible, yeah, for Turkey, Pak Adil?
Yeah, I think so. As I know, before become president, Prabowo also a Minister of Defense, and he has visited Turkey before and visit the military and military industry there. And he already met Erdogan before, not as president. That's why also, as you know, in his presidency, Prabowo also put the main focus in military industry. Yeah. To improve or also maybe to export also our industry, military industry. Yeah. So there is an exchange of the technology also between the two countries. Yeah. So, we get, another resource, not just from the America or Russia, from, Turkey also very important and also good, industry of defense.
Okay. Now, Bu Rosemary, like what has been said by Pak Adil, talking about, you know, building military equipment, Bu Rosemary, like you also said that about, I'm really interested what you said before about the Turkish drone is really famous, yeah, in international world.
Yeah, in the Ukraine war, actually.
Yes. So is it possible, actually, for Turkey in building such, you know, I can say like military technology fabric in Indonesia, Bu Rosemary?
Yeah. Is why not? As the title of this cooperation is Turkish defense firm Baykar is deal to the build drone factory in Indonesia. Yeah. As we know, Turkey has emerged as one of the world's leading producers of advanced military drone. I think it's very, very possible to set up this cooperation in a kind of drone and as we know, unmanned war, unmanned war in the global affairs right now. Yeah, of course, most of unmanned war. When we talk about IR, international relation in all levels, global, regional, and G2G levels, Indonesia is send the message to the world that now we set up a serious military defense and according to this will we set up the cooperation to the country that have profit for Indonesia, for the national interest Indonesia to set up a good military posture in for the country, the biggest in Southeast Asia. The biggest in Southeast Asia, yeah, for Indonesia. Of course, this is a big, big step to do that.
Okay. So, Pak Adil Arifin, you do that? The coming, yeah, the official attendance of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to Indonesia can be considered as a good step, especially that indicate the people-to-people contact between Indonesia and Turkey is getting better. Do you agree with this, Adil? What is your
question? Yes, I think so. As we know, our people of Indonesia also support the freedom or the independence of Palestine. Mm-hmm. And I think also there is the Erdogan fan in Indonesia. I forgot what is the name. Yeah. Many also, as we know, there are 5,000 Indonesian students in Turkey. So mostly Indonesian also like the Turkish movies or drama right now.
Very interesting movie.
Okay, so now the last question for Pak Adil and also Bu Rosemary. So what is your expectation? Maybe do you have any hope or wish, Bu Rosemary, regarding the coming of President Erdogan to Indonesia?
In the good relationship with Turkey, but let me send a good message for the President Prabowo. Yeah, international relation is something to do with domestic politics. Yeah, foreign policy begins at home. When you do high-profile diplomacy and you build up a good relationship with another country to make a good posture, Indonesian foreign policy. But don't forget to set up a good political domestic economic affairs, social affairs in Indonesia. We need a good condition, economic condition for Indonesian people, the first, and then the second, do the good foreign policy. I think this is the good message for Prabowo. Don't forget to make Indonesia better and better in the good economic, social affairs, democratic affairs, and then go to the international with the posture international in a good shape. Yeah, I think this is a message to Prabowo.
Okay, thank so you. Pak Anil, according to you, so what is the message for the two heads of state that want to send to the world from their meeting?
Okay, I think for Indonesia perspective, I think Indonesia must play the important role in the international politics. As we know that last year in his first month of presidency, mm-hmm. Prabowo came firstly to visit China and then USA. Yeah. On the other hand, he must think that he also must get support from the Muslim countries. Yeah. I think he just visited United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and in January he visited Malaysia. So if Indonesia wants to play an important role and a strong role in the Middle East and the independence of Palestine, I think he must also strengthen and to get first, not just like Turkey.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Pak Adi, also Bu Rosemary, for your time.
You're welcome.
Special dialogue.
Yeah, you're welcome. Pak Adi, hope you are having a nice day.
Yeah, Bu.
Okay, thank you, Pak Adi, Bu Rosemary. Assalamualaikum.
Yeah, well.
Waalaikumsalam.
Okay, well, listeners, our special dialogue here, morning talk, with Secretary of Political Science Study Program of North Sumatra University, Bapak Adil Arifin, and also lecturer in political science international relations of North Sumatra University, Ibu Rosemary Yaakob. Well, as we look to the future, may the bond between Turkey and also Indonesia continue grow stronger, paving as the way for lasting cooperation and mutual prosperity.
Saat pertama melihat senyumannya, jantung berdebar-debar, inikah pertanda? Namun ternyata salah, harapanku pun musnah. Sejak aku melihat kau selalu dengannya, ku harus pergi untuk melupakannya. Dalam hati berkata, takkan sanggup pergi. padanya, memikirkannya.
Namun mengapa saatnya tercinta?
This listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare acid. Semarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Semarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening.
Indonesia's coordinating minister for economic affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, said he discussed collaborative ventures in renewable energy investments with Masdar CEO Muhammad Jamel Al-Ramahi. Minister Hartarto, in a statement from his office issue on Wednesday, pointed out that the meeting took place as part of the World Government Summit series in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Fauzan, lauded Bogor Agricultural Institute for establishing a center of excellence dedicated to supporting the free nutritious meals program. As cited in his ministry statement on Wednesday, Fauzan reiterated that the program is essential to the realization of the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision, as it aims to drive the physical, mental, and character development of national future talents. On that note, he underlined that the government expects universities to play a role in this goal by conducting relevant qualitative and quantitative studies. That's a new slide.
Jatuhkan pilihan apapun akan